Hey Wildlifer, Roxy here, apprentice ranger with Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers. And this week, Ranger Ray is travelling to the wonderful Bystock Pools in Devon. And you know, wherever there's ponds and pools, there'll be... That's right, frogs! So let's check in and see what this funny little frog is up to.
Boing, boing, boing. Nobody can jump higher than me. Boing, bounce, boing. Just another jump up here and I've got the perfect view of my precious pond. Boing. Ah, there it is. Bystock Pools, or as we like to call it, home. Uh-oh, bird attack! Oh, I just need to use my awesome agility and legendary leap to dodge this one. Steady, steady. Here it comes. And boing! Aha, another easy dodge for frog. Oh, look at all my lovely frog spawn down there. Soon there'll be tadpoles. And soon those tadpoles will be frogs like me. And hey, some of my frog spawn is missing. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, this won't do at all. There's only one person who can help me now. Oh!
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Ribbit. Oh, I wonder how long it'll take them to get here. Oh, my poor frog spawn. I hope it's not long, but we're all the way out.
Did somebody call for Ranger Ray? I'm here with Beaver and Dragonfly and Roxy to save the day.
Ranger Ray? Is it really you?
And yes, it's really me, Super Beaver, the Wildlifer. Please, please hold your applause.
Sorry, Dragonfly, could you say that again?
Could you repeat that one more time?
We'll have to come back to that later, Dragonfly.
At least it's not just me that can't understand what Dragonfly is saying.
I like those lily pads, Frog. They must make a great resting spot.
Oh, they do. And they're a great hiding spot when hungry birds are about.
Is that your frog spawn in the pond?
Oh, it is, but some of it is missing.
Where did it go?
I don't know. That's why I called you, Ranger Ray. I need to get it back so the spawn can become tadpoles and the tadpoles can become frogs just like me. Frog.
So we have to find whoever and whatever took the frog spawn and tell them to put it back.
Great plan, Super Beaver. How are we going to do that?
Oh, well, I don't know. It was more of a description of what we should do rather than a plan. Yeah, see you later. Sounds like Dragonfly has a plan anyway.
Did anybody catch any of it?
Nope. I suppose I could go for a swim and see if I find anything.
Great idea, Super Beaver. You meet us back here when you're done.
Super Beaver, away!
Ranger Ray, do you think someone on a hike took the frog spawn?
Maybe. It's actually illegal to remove many types of frog spawn from a public pond in the UK, but a lot of people don't know that. Frog, is there anybody that might have seen anything?
Well, I suppose there is one creature we could ask. Toad? Toad? Are you in there? We need your help.
Ranger Ray, I thought Toad said ribbit, like frogs.
No, they make more of a sound, a bit like a duck.
Just a minute.
Hurry up, Toad, it's an emergency.
All right, no need to whop off the handle. Now,
What seems to be the problem?
Somebody or something has snatched my spawn.
Oh, wow. That won't do at all, will it? Very troublesome indeed. Tut, tut, tut.
It's more than troublesome. It's illegal.
Ranger Ray, I thought frogs and toads looked the same.
No, toads have much bumpier skin and their skin stays quite dry. Frog skin actually looks quite wet.
So, are you here to track down this spawn snatcher?
That's the plan. Well, it's more of a description of what we hope to do rather than a plan.
Well, let me just have a look over the pond and see if it jogs the memory somewhat.
I thought toads hopped about like frogs.
No, toads prefer to walk and crawl around. Their legs are much better suited to that than hopping.
Get a move on, toad. Why don't you hop like me? Boing, boing, boing. See? Much better.
You frogs are always in such a rush. We toads like to take it slow. Enjoy each second as it passes. Now, let me see. A fine collection of spawn you have there. Appears to be some missing, though.
I know, I know. Did you see anything?
Now that I think about it, I do remember seeing something down by the spawn.
Was it a bird? Or maybe a bat?
No, it was a...
A cat? Or even a rat?
No, it was
a... shark? Actually, no, that's impossible.
It was a human.
Hmm, so a human took the spawn. That's not good. But at least it gives us a chance of getting it back.
Was this human alone? Was it a group effort? Give me back my spawn!
It was a lone human with a jar.
Right, let's go catch that human. Oh, come on, another bird attack! Better get ready to dodge. Are you with me, Toad?
No, I think we'll stay put. Thank you.
And boing!
Watch out, Toad, it's going to grab you.
Oh, I'd like to see it try.
What happened? I was sure that bird was going to grab Toad.
Toads are able to release a smelly poison from their skin. Perfect for putting predators off.
Yes, I find all that desperate hopping frog does rather undignified and uncouth. A best of luck with the spawn search. You know where to find me.
Come on, Frog. Let's get back and see if Beaver or Dragonfly have any updates.
So, wildlifers, we know it was a human who took the frog spawn. That should help us track them down. Also, I didn't know toads preferred to walk and could secrete smelly poison. Aren't toads amazing? I hope we bump into them again. Anyway, back to the adventure.
You see, that's the thing, Dragonfly. I mean, I know I'm a super beaver, but maybe I could raise my game a bit. Be even more super, you know? So true, Dragonfly. So true.
Did anybody find my spawn?
Whoa, where did you come from?
We're just back from Toad's place. They saw someone in and around the spawn.
Did Toad's place have a little chair?
I'm not sure why.
Because wouldn't that be a toadstool? It's a toast. Oh, suit yourselves.
Did you see anybody, Beaver?
As a matter of fact, I did see someone on a walk around the ponds, but no sign of frog spawn.
Ooh, did they have a jar?
Let me see. Did they have a jar? A jar. Did they have a jar? What's a jar?
It's a round container.
Oh, a jar. Yes, they were carrying a jar.
That must be them.
Great work, Beaver. Now let's go find that human. Frog, you stay here and keep an eye on the rest of the spawn. We'll be back soon.
Thanks, Ranger Ray.
All right, folks, follow me. Oh, yes, sorry. Forgot you can't all swim like a super beaver. On foot we go. Now, let me see. Ah, yes, there they are.
It looks like they're collecting some wildflowers now.
Well, they must have been to the wildflower meadow.
Excuse me, my name is Ranger Ray. I was wondering if you happened to pick up some frog spawn back at the pond.
Yeah, I have some here. Just getting some pretty wildflowers now too.
You might not be aware of this, but it's actually against the law to collect many types of frog spawn from parks like this.
Oh, I know. I'm a huge frog fan.
You are? You are?
Of course. Frogs are fantastic. I'm a teacher. The wildflowers are for our nature table, and the children really wanted to see tadpoles hatch from frog spawn, so I collected some in this jar.
You really shouldn't take any frog spawn, even if it is for teaching.
And we made a promise to a frog we'd get it back.
You made a promise to a frog?
That's a great plan, Dragonfly, but there's just one problem. Nobody understands what you're saying.
Ranger Ray, I know how we can get the frog spawn back to our friend and let the children see the tadpoles.
Let's hear it, Roxy.
Well, why don't we?
Welcome to Bystock Ponds, class. Who's ready to see some tadpoles?
Great idea, Roxy. Instead of bringing the tadpoles to the children, we bring the children to the tadpoles.
And they should be ready for their first swim any minute now. Thanks, Ranger Ray. You really did save the day.
Don't thank me. Thank Roxy. This was her idea.
Thanks, Roxy. Now I'd better hop to it and make sure my tadpoles are safe. Boing!
Roxy, do you know what is one of the most important parts of being a ranger is?
Is it the uniform?
No. It's educating the public about nature. And look at all those boys and girls getting a first-class nature education today, all thanks to you.
Look, everybody, here come the tadpoles!
It feels good to teach people about nature. There's so much to learn. Wow, wasn't that a fun adventure? It felt so nice to see all those children learn about frog spawn. And I finally got to see some tadpoles in the wild. All this adventure is missing is a little bit more Toad.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Toad.
I suppose you'll be joining Frog and the tadpoles for a swim?
Nah, I'm not very fond of the water.
What? But you're a toad.
Exactly. I'm a toad, not a frog.
Well, wildlifers, this certainly was an adventure.
It sure was.
And how. Hear, hear, Dragonfly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
What did they say?
Something about having four wings and six legs, I think.
Now that we've solved the frog spawn issue, can we explore Bystock Pools? I want to see the wildflower meadows and take a stroll on the boardwalk.
Great idea, Roxy.
Come on, everybody. Follow me. Whoops, forgot you aren't all super swimmers like me again. On foot we go.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.